The shortlist for this year's Bailey's Women Prize for Fiction, formerly known as the Orange Prize, has just been announced. It is as follows. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie for Americana. She has won it before for her novel Half of the Yellow Sun. Hannah Kent for Burial Rites. Jhumpa Lahiri for The Lowland and Donna Tartt for The Goldfinch. But the very good news for people on this side of the world is that there are two Irish authors on this year's shortlist. Emer McBride for A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing and Audrey McGee for her debut novel, The Undertaking. And Audrey is on the phone right now. Congratulations, Audrey. When and how did you hear about this great news?
Thank you very much. Well, I'm just hearing it really today, and it's hugely exciting. Yeah, I'm thrilled. It's as you said, it's a first novel, so it's rather stunning.
A first novel that's been 10 years in the making, Audrey, between research and writing. What actually started you off? What was that initial inspiring moment or moments?
You know, there were a few moments, Sean. It had been simmering since I was 18 and I first went to Germany. And I suppose I found this shroud of silence about the Second World War, and I was fascinated by the silence and wanted to know more, really, what happened to these ordinary people, because I met the people who had taken part in the Second World War, who were there when the Holocaust happened. But nobody would talk about it, not even people my own age. So I suppose it simmered, and it simmered for a long time, until really I was in West Cork having dinner, and I met a man who had been on the Eastern Front, and he married a woman he didn't know, so he could get honeymoon leave from the front, and she in return got a widow's pension, and that sparked something enormous for me. It gave me this framework for this long-standing fascination with what it would like to have been an ordinary German during the Second World War.
And in fact, your couple, Katharina and Peter, I don't know if they follow exactly the same route, but certainly they don't know each other when they decide to become very close.
They don't. And the novel tracks the two of them as they embark on this unknown marriage, this unknown relationship, and I suppose I use the parameters of their relationship to track what it was like on the home front and then on the Eastern Front during that war.
Wasn't there also a visit that you had to Dachau, to the concentration camp, that was part of the inspiration?
When I was 21, I had this quite momentous event for me, where I met an American Jewish man who had lost relations at Dachau. And he wanted to go and visit, and I said, well, look, I'll go with you, because he was on his own, and we went to the camp, but it was closed, and he was due to go back to America the following day, and without fulfilling this long-standing promise to his family, during his trip in Europe, he would go to Dachau. And he was hugely upset, and I said, well, look, why don't we just walk the perimeter? And we walked the perimeter, and while walking the perimeter, we met an older woman who was tending to her garden. And we talked, and she had no English and he had no German, so I was interpreting between the two of them. And she talked of her life there and talked of how she had always lived there. And this was astonishing for him, because his relatives had died there, and while they were dying, she was on the other side of the wall, you know, eating a breakfast, you know, hanging out in a garden or whatever people do. And he was so stunned by this, and he became very, very upset. And as he became very upset, she became more and more entrenched, saying, well, what could I have done? You know, what did I know? I didn't know anything. And this so stayed with me, because I suppose I saw the pain on both sides. Obviously, he had lost people, but she knew if she let go of her story that she had lived with, she was in a very, very bad and difficult place.
So she needed that into the undertaking,
you know.
It's a very dramatic, I mean, both of those stories, as you tell them, are quite dramatic, in fact. But one of the things that I noticed people have been saying about your book is how pared back and how very, very controlled it is in the type of writing. Are you somebody who puts very little on the page to start out, or do you put a lot down and then pare it right back afterwards?
Well, I suppose when I approached this novel, I realised there's so much emotion in it, that the only way to tell it, as far as I could see, was in a very pared-back way, so that it allowed the characters to unfold in a very simple way, but it also allowed the readers to engage with the characters, because part of the reason of the novel is to actually consider what you would have done, what would I have done if I had been there, how would I have behaved. And I felt by paring back the language to really a very core, so that you're really looking at the essence of language and the essence of how people interact, it allowed space for the reader to engage with the issue. Achieving that, yeah, you know, what I do is I'm like a potter at the wheel. I throw everything on the page and then take it away.
And have you started throwing stuff at the page for novel number two?
I have, yes. And I find I'm using the same technique.
Well, I'm sure the excitement over the next few weeks will probably, you'll find it very hard to get to the desk. But many, many congratulations
on the shortlisting.
The winner of the, that's Audrey McGee, who's one of the two Irish writers on the shortlist for this year's Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction. The winner will be announced on the 4th of June. The other of those Irish writers, Emer McBride, will be talking to us on Friday night's Arena when we will be coming from Galway for the Cort Literary Festival.